Good morning, and welcome to Assets and Aging. The theme of today's show is life is never simple. We're going to talk about that for a while, and we're going to talk about it in a way that I usually don't do this show. I hope it's helpful to you. I hope it's edifying. It's something I want you to listen to. Lots of times I'll tell people, you know, you should always have a pencil and paper handy. This is not one of those times. This is a time when I want you just to listen with your heart, and I want you to listen with your insides, not just your head, because I want to talk about this a little bit. And again, the name of the title and the theme of today's show is Life is Never Simple. Good morning. My name is Bob Scrivano. I'm your host here for 18 years on KFBK, the California's longest running show on senior issues. All kinds of things to talk about as always. But today it's something I want to talk about on a different level. And today I just want you to think and listen. I don't want you to write stuff down. I'm not going to give you a lot of technical information or anything like that. I've been doing this, folks, now for almost 30 years, maybe 30 years. I've seen everything. I've heard everything. I know most of the people that do what they're supposed to do in Northern California and in Southern California. I know the good ones and the bad ones. I know the mediocre ones. And today we're going to talk a little bit about ideas. And life is never simple. Glad to have you with us. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what the heck they're talking about. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County that allows me to prepare legal documents at your request. Most people don't even know that license exists. I'm not securities licensed, don't want to be, because then I can tell you the truth. What else? I don't know. I'm a notary. I'm not a tax expert, and everything we talk about here, and I mean everything, is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. Sometimes my opinion's a good opinion, but it's still my opinion. Several ways to get a hold of me. One is to get to a workshop. I have one coming up in about a week. If you've never been to a workshop of mine, then you haven't been to a workshop. You've been to other workshops, but you haven't been to mine. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit and what makes it different. And it all is going to evolve around the theme of life is never simple. So you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Again, assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G.com. You can sign up for my workshop. You can listen to my podcasts. I do a podcast every Wednesday at noon, live on my website. You probably ought to listen to it. You might actually learn something. Because I'm telling you what, there's more junk floating around out there than, and we're going to talk about that a little bit, than you can believe. Let's see. I've probably forgotten something else about it. I got to get all that out there. You can also just call me. You can call my 800 number. I'm here in Sacramento, but I have an 800 number. 800-999-8007. So if you don't have a computer or you're not computer literate, you can call me and you can get information there. You can call me for an appointment. You can also, on my webpage, sign up for an appointment or for my free newsletter. I'm working on one now. I'm really having a struggle with it because I want it to be along the same lines as what I'm going to talk about today. On my website, all my podcasts and radio shows are archived, so you can listen to them. You can sign up for an upcoming news workshop, which you should do. I have one coming up in about a week. Don't miss it. They're not like anything else you've ever been to. So let's talk about what I want to talk about today. And what I want to talk about today is life is never simple. You know, I saw some ads in the paper this week for, I don't even remember, $299, $399 for trusts. And I began to think that I am tired of listening to people and going to things and listening there, and everybody has a one-size-fits-all. Now, let's assume, and I'm not picking on anybody here, folks. I'm talking about the subject that I'm talking about. I had some people in my office today, and they had some stuff, they had some documents with them, and we talked about them, and I asked them some questions. And I said, when you got these documents, did anybody ever ask you any of the questions I've asked you? And they said, no. Did anybody ever ask you about this? No. And the more I thought about that today, and the more I thought about the ads I saw in the paper today, or the other day, the more I began to focus on what I talk to people about privately, but I don't talk about on the air much, which is there are no simple answers because life is never simple. There is no one size fits all. I know somebody doing workshops around town that charges $13,250 to do trust documents. What's the difference between that and one for $299 or $499? Is there a difference? Is one better for everybody or is one worse for everybody? Everybody's different. You can get them online. What's the problem with the one online? They assume everybody in America is the same. I just had somebody call me up and they have a child who's disabled, who was in an accident, it was the other person's fault, and they're about to get a settlement from a claim, and if the child gets that, they're going to lose their government benefits, and they're wondering what to do, and I'm going, nobody told you about this? Your attorney didn't tell you about this? And I referred them to someone. Nobody, life is not simple. Anybody who tells you they have the answer is a liar. There may be an answer. I usually have an answer to somebody's situation, but I don't have the answer. There is no the answer. There is no one size fits all. It doesn't exist. Lots of people talk, go to attorneys or get stuff online or whatever, and they talk about dying. In my world, I don't care if you die. I don't deal with dead people. I deal with people who aren't dead. And when you're frail and disabled or incompetent, do you understand it's an entirely different set of questions and answers that you're going to be confronted with? How many of you, when you went and had your documents done or whatever you did, what was the subject that you discussed? Well, we want to avoid probate, and we want to make sure it goes to our kids when we die. Great. What if you don't die? Well, what do you mean, Bob? What if you don't die? If you don't die, I'm alive. You could not die and be incompetent. You could not die and not know what planet you live on. You could not die and be totally disabled. Yeah, it's not an either or. And if you die, everybody feels bad for 6 weeks, and then we move on. If you don't die, you could don't die for 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 years and need care, but you're not dead. Do you understand that's an entirely different set of questions? Life is not simple. Life is complex, and then just about the time you think you have it figured out, wham! I had somebody come to me not long ago that we were dealing with one spouse in the nursing home, and the other spouse was doing okay. Well, guess what happened? The spouse in the nursing home came home. The well spouse had a stroke and wound up in the nursing home. Life is not simple. And if you think you have your arms around it, and you think you have it all figured out, and you think you have your life all plotted out, I have somebody that I'm helping right now whose spouse has been in a nursing home for years. They had long-term care insurance, and everybody goes, yay, they had long-term care insurance. Good for them. Yes, they're brilliant. The problem is they outlived their long-term care. They've been in a nursing home longer than the long-term care insurance would pay for. So now they're looking at $8,000, $10,000 a month out of their own pocket. Well, wait a minute. That wasn't supposed to be to happen. People can't live in a nursing home for 4 years. Yes, they can. I have a good friend with MS. You can have MS for 20, 30, 40 years. I have a good friend with Parkinson's. You can have Parkinson's for 8, 10, 12, 15 years. I have a client with a traumatic brain injury, not dementia, not anything else. Has been in a nursing home for 4 years, could be in there for the next 10. Life is not simple. And if you're talking to someone, or if you've been to a workshop, or you've come in to talk to somebody, and they told you they had the answer, you need to run screaming from that office. Because there is no the answer. Are you married? First marriage? Second marriage? Third marriage? Are you Henry VIII? You got kids together? She's got kids, but you don't have kids. You've both got kids. She's got assets, but you don't have any assets. You got assets. She's got assets. We want everybody's assets to go to their... What happens if one of those spouses gets sick? Whose assets do we use to pay for that? Life is not simple. What is your life like? Do you have simple answers to your life? How would you like it if every time you went to the doctor gave everybody that came to see them the same pill? Gave them the same pill. Same pill. Same pill, same pill, same pill, same pill. That'll be $35, please. Thank you very much. What, would you begin to wonder about your doctor? Would you say, wait a minute, doc, you know, I'm different. My body's different. My body chemistry is different. I'm a different age. I already have some illnesses. You know, I got this and I got this, and my left toenail hurts, but my right finger, I can't move. And what if all you got was the same pill every time you went to the doctor? Do you understand that planning for care? There ain't no silver bullet. Life is never simple. And if you're talking to someone or working with someone, I can't tell you how many... There are groups and organizations around folks that when you go to their websites or you look at them, they have one answer for everything. Yeah, there's this new paid-on-death deed. Not an attorney, my opinion only. And there are people everywhere who are going, oh, I don't need to do a trust or anything. I'll do a paid on death deed and it'll just go to my kids. I'm not going to get into it, but let me tell you how many shortcomings there are to paid on death deeds. But it was sold by the state legislature as one size fits all. We can do this for everybody. Because the legislature never, ever thinks about the law of unintended consequences, ever. Most legislators can't see past 1 inch past the front of their nose and their next fundraising event. Every time something comes up like that, everybody said, oh, we got this new assisted suicide. One size fits all. Yeah, but wait until you start reading the rules and find out what you can do and you can't do, and you find out that one size, in fact, does not fit all. Because life is not simple. It's really, really important to understand how whatever's going to happen to you is going to impact your individual life. And you need to figure out what your individual solution is to your individual set of circumstances. One of the things I tell people when they come to my workshops, and I take a lot of grief for this, folks. You can't believe how much grief I take for this. Is that I tell them there's no simple answer. I found out over the years that it does not do any good to tell people that the long-term care fairy is going to come and sprinkle some long-term care fairy dust and it's all going to be okay. There are people doing seminars. I know it because I have their materials, who are telling people that if you do any planning, you can go to jail under the granny goes to jail law, federal law from 19, whatever it was, 93. It ain't true. So they're going to scare people half to death, telling them that they're going to go to jail if they do any planning. I've seen it. They've printed newspaper articles that are over 20 years old. There are other workshops you go to, and it appears to be put on by a nonprofit. And then you find out, well, it is kind of, but it's really an insurance agency operating as a nonprofit. And the card says Joe Doakes, you know, representative of the nonprofit, when Joe Doakes is really an insurance agent. And what they really want to do is sell insurance products. I'm not opposed to insurance products, but it would be nice if you actually knew what you were doing. A lot of you listening have already been to 10 different workshops, and you, by the time you're done, you go, oh my lands, I can't think straight. I mean, I can't think straight. Well, it's no wonder, because if everybody has the answer, then the next place you go is going to have the answer. The problem is the second place's the answer was different than the first place's the answer. So what's the answer? I hope you all understand where I'm going with this. Life is not simple and therefore does not have simple answers. If you're single and you have no children, you've never been married, you have a completely different set of circumstances than the couple that has three children, and they love them all, and everybody's close, and they're all the children are in good marriages, and they have wonderful grandchildren, and they're different from the blended family that has his kids and has her kids, likes most of them, doesn't like all of them. One spouse has some assets, the other spouse has some assets, and you're trying to figure out whose assets are you going to use to pay for care. And that's different than the person who's the widow or widower who has three kids, but one of them is a special needs child. One of them, you know, may have drug or alcohol problems. You know, that's a completely different set of issues with a different set of solutions. Another person, the couple may have a house, but no money. And maybe the house is worth $400,000-$600,000, but they don't really have much cash. Another family might have $1 million in cash, but no house because they rent. Different set of problems, different set of solutions. Life is never simple. When you go, how many people in your life do you know? Count them in your head. I know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's say I know 5 people. I probably know more than that, but let's say I know 5 people. Let's say you know 5 people. I want you to think about those people. Now, if you're driving, be a little careful here. But I want you to think about those people and tell me if they're all the same. Are their kids all the same? Are their circumstances all the same? Are their lives all the same? Are they the same or are they different? As we get older, you know, my wife and I are very lucky. We've had the same close set of friends for over 30 years. And as we've watched all of us get older, we've noticed that our friends that when they had kids had one set of problems, not problems, but you know what I'm talking about, concerns. And as they've gotten older and their kids grew up and they went out and had kids and they've become older and more frail and those kinds of things, as all of us are wont to do, we notice, and I'm sure our friends notice about us, we're different than we were 30 years ago. We have different needs. We have different wants. We have different hopes. We have different desires. We have grandkids. We don't have grandkids. Whatever it is, we're not the same. We're not the same when we're 80 as we were when we're 40. And the kind of planning we do when we're 40 is completely different than the kind of planning that we should be doing when we're 80. Do your children know what's happening in your life? Do they know where to go? Do they even know what bank you bank at? Some people don't want their kids to know because they don't get along with their kids. Other people, I've seen mom and dad and all four kids in the office together. I've actually had a parents and three or four kids and three or four more on the phone on conference calls so that we can all talk to each other. It's done all the time. But again, life is not simple. And if somebody's telling you that they have simple answers, they're not telling you the truth. I can't guarantee you much in life. But if somebody tells you that they have the answer, I'm telling you they don't. I don't care who it is. I don't have the answer. I'll tell you that right now because I don't know you. Sometimes you don't even know what the problem is. Sometimes I don't even know what the problem is. I had a cough, and as a result of the cough, they found out I had a kidney with a tumor on it. It had nothing to do with my kidney. I had a cough that wouldn't go away, and in trying to figure out the cough, we discovered I had another problem. Life is never simple. What's going on in your life? Is your life different than everybody around you? Then why do you keep going and getting the same pill from the doctor that everybody else is getting? Wouldn't it make sense to have something that's yours, that's unique to you? You're unique. We all have, you know, what's one of the biggest weapons police use? Fingerprints. Why? Because we all have a different fingerprint. We all have a different fingerprint. Don't you think we also have a different course in life? Don't you think we all have different issues with different strengths, different weaknesses? If we were all the same, life would be easy. We could plot it out from the day we were born. The problem is we're not all, it's not the same and it's not simple. We have different educations, different intelligence level, different skills, different weaknesses, different strengths, different whatever. Everybody's different. So what are you doing in your family to identify your specific needs and seek specific answers? If when you're having a conversation with whoever you're talking to, whoever it is, I don't care, I'm not picking on anybody. Have they talked about frailty and dying? Have they talked about getting your family involved? Have they talked about the issues of aging? Have they talked about money in real terms, not in terms of what's my interest rate? Interest rate is meaningless if you lose principal. And when we get older, we have to think about money in a completely different way. Life is not simple. I hope you'll take the time to go to my website and sign up for a workshop, because I will guarantee you, you're going to hear questions asked you've never heard before, not only by me of you, but of other people of me. We're going to talk about things you've never talked about before. We're going to try to seek answers. Even though it's a general audience, I'm going to try to give you enough room to figure out answers for your own situation. Anybody who tells you they have the answer is a liar. I know that strong word, but nobody has the answer. 800-999-8007. Or go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G.com. Assetsandaging.com. Go there, sign up for the workshop, send me an email, set up an appointment, or simply call me at 800-999-8007. Life is not simple. Don't accept answers from someone who is trying to tell you that life is simple. I see that stuff all day long. I see plans that look like they were written by a 5-year-old on what to have for lunch. Life is not simple. You're unique. You deserve a specialized plan and thoughts developed just for you. 800-999-8007. We'll be back after a short break right here on Assets and Aging. More to come. We're going to talk more about life is not simple. Stick around, listen to the news, and we'll be back in just a couple seconds. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Hi, this is Bob Scrivano, your host here for 18 years. Again, remember my website, assetsandaging.com, 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 or my phone number, 800-999-8007. Go to my website. You can sign up for an upcoming workshop. You can listen to my podcasts. Every Wednesday, I do a live podcast, every Wednesday at noon. You can sign up for my email newsletter, all kinds of stuff you can do and get the information that you need. The theme of the show today is life is never simple. And we've been talking about one size fits all. You know, those of us that are old enough, we remember hand-me-downs. Come on, those of you that are my age, remember you remember party lines, and you remember the young people that are listening, you don't even know what a party line is. But hand-me-downs. There were 3 kids, 4 kids in the family. What was the hand-me-down? When your brother outgrew the clothes, who got them? The little brother. Or the little sister, whichever it was. And so are down. Did the hand-me-downs ever fit you? No. Why? Because they weren't designed for you. Were they? They weren't designed for you. Who were they designed for? They were designed for your brother. But they weren't designed for you. And then when the next kid got them, they were not only not designed for them, they're starting to get worn. Why? Because they're old. They're out of date. Just like plans. They're old and out of date. They are worn down. So something you did 20 years ago, well, Bob, in 1994, we went out and we did a plan. Really? It's 22 years later. Is your life the same? Well, no. Well, Bob, my parents said they went and did a trust in 1988. Well, cool. What year is this? Do you think things might have changed since when I did my first trust, my kids were infants? They're not anymore. When I did my first trust, my children were not the trustees if something happened to my wife and I. It was somebody else. Over time, things changed. Do you think my documents are the same as they were 35 years ago? No. But we tend to do that. We tend to look at stuff and say, well, we're the same. Because, you know, you've heard this before. Well, I in my head, I feel like I'm 16 years old. Well, that's true. But in my head, I feel like I'm 16 years old, but every time I get out of bed in the morning, I'm reminded that I'm not anymore. So you can't take something that you did 20 years ago or 25 years ago and say, well, you know, I got a plan. Well, when did you? I did it 25 years ago. Oh, yeah? You were in the same, you know. I can make a lot of examples, but how many of you are still using Brill Cream? Come on, you got to be my age to remember Brill Cream, and I'm going to give you another one. How many of you are old enough to remember Butch Wax? And for you women, how many of you when you were younger used to go through a can of Aquanet to make sure your hair was... Are you still doing that? No. Life changes. And as a result of that, we need to think of things in new, fresh ways. If one of your parents needs care, what are you going to do with the house? What do you mean, what are you going to do with the house, Bob? Well, mom and dad are living in the house now, but if they weren't living in the house, why do you have... Right now, it's easy to figure out what to do with the house. Why? Well, because mom and dad live in it. What if mom and dad couldn't live in the house anymore? What are you going to do with it? Are you authorized to do anything with the house? It's their house. Can you sell it? Can you rent it? If you rent it, who does the rent go to? Should you rent it? What if they have a reverse mortgage on it and they're not living in it anymore? But when you go to all these seminars and workshops and when you read all this junk in the newspaper about getting some documents for $299 by an attorney who lives in Los Angeles who never sees you, do you think that's going to solve all the problems you're going to face for the rest of your life? I don't think so. Maybe. But what are you going to do at the house if mom and dad can't live in it anymore? But they're still alive, remember. They're not... Well, Bob, it says in their will that when they die, I get it, but they're not dead. In my world, nobody's deceased. They're ill, but they're not deceased. It's as simple as that. It's different. What if dad needs care? We still need the house for mom, don't we? What if we needed the house to pay for dad's care? Now where does mom live? If you're single and you need care outside the home, what happens to the house? It was your house. Do you have kids? What if you don't have kids? What happens to the house because you're not living in it anymore? What are the tax implications of all of that? What if you have a disabled child who still needs to live in the house, but you're not living in the house? Do you begin to understand where I'm going with all of this? I've been talking now for about, 35, 36 minutes, something like that. And how many different scenarios have I gone through? But most of you, when you seek answers, what you get is the same, remember I used the doctor analogy earlier, you get the same pill that everybody else got. You didn't get a pill that was your pill, that was for your disorder or disease or situation. You got the same pill as the guy that came in before you. Why do we have different size clothes? Why? Oh, well, come on, Bob, you got to be kidding me. No, I'm not kidding you. Why do we have different size clothes? Because we're different sizes. Some of us are tall. I'm 6'4". Some of us are shorter. My mom was 5'2". I know, it's weird, isn't it? My dad was 5'8". You know, it's even weirder, and I'm 6'4". I mean, why do we have different size clothes? Why is it that we assume that planning for old age is the same? We put our money in the same mutual funds. We put our money in the same banks. We do everything the same. We don't look at things and go, wait a minute, I'm a unique individual with unique desires, wants, goals, fears, and hopes. I want my plan to reflect who I am, not what somebody else thinks I am. I had somebody come in the other day who had some documents done by somebody, and in the documents they wanted to leave everything to their kids and they didn't. And they said, what do you mean? And I read them some stuff and they said, but that's not what I wanted. And I said, well, but I didn't do it, so I can't help you. But you got a one size fits all. I don't want to get in the weeds too much here, but a lot of you that have older trusts have what are called AB trusts. Very few competent planners anymore do AB Trust because they have an inherent set of problems when it comes to long-term care. I'm not going to go into all that. I'm just telling you, do you know? Do you need one? Should you have one? Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? Are you different than everybody else? I talk about people all the time, and I talk about this a lot. I want to bring this up a little bit. Some of you have children with special needs. You're different than other people because other people don't have children with special needs. You may have a child that has a physical or mental special need. You may have a child that's a drug addict or an alcoholic. You may have a child that simply cannot handle money. You may have, but how have you treated that child and made sure you've taken care of that child without risking their government benefits or risking their wastefulness or risking that they're going to make themselves ill? Or how have you addressed those special needs? You're different than the other people in the room. But when you go to most seminars, when you go to these cheap trust seminars that are in the paper, and even one that is they charge $13,250, everything is one size fits all. And if you learn nothing else from our time together today, I want you to drill this into your head. No one has the answer. Why do we have different kinds of doctors? What do you mean we have different kinds? We have doctors, but no. We have gerontologists. We have oncologists. We have cardiologists. We have doctors that specialize in neurology, in psychology. We have doctors that specialize in enteric diseases. We have doctors that specialize in communicable diseases. We have doctors that specialize in skin. We have doctors that specialize in feet. We have why do we have all those doctors? Why don't we just have one kind of doctor? Because we're different. Each of us is unique. We're going to have different diseases and nobody has the answer. Doctors learned it a long time ago. That's why there are specialists. We don't have the answer. If you go into the financial world and you listen to financial shows, they all have the answer. If you just put it here, if you just put it in this fund, if you just put it in this stock, if you just put it in this bank, we have the answer. I don't go into banks very often anymore because I do online, or I use the ATM machine. But when I do have to go in, there's signs plastered all over the building inside that say, we have the answer. Talk to our financial guy today because we have the answer. Do you think they have the answer? Do you think the answer for you is the same as the answer for someone else financially? If you already have a debilitating disease, do you think you should be looking at finances the same way as someone who's 35 years old and doesn't have any debilitating diseases and is still working? Life is never simple. Who's going to care for your parent? Well, what do you mean, Bob? Well, here's my experience. This makes us all different. In some families, everybody's on the same page. In some families, everybody lives close. They have three kids and they're all within an hour or two. Other families have kids scattered hither, thither, and yon. They're in different states. They're in different time zones. They're in different countries. Some people have kids that they can trust and others that they can't trust. Who's going to take care of mom? Who's going to make sure that mom or dad is okay? Which child is going to do that? How did we select that child? Did we select them just because they were the oldest? Is that the best way to do it? Some kids can go into a hospital and see blood and gore everywhere and still stay calm and do what they... Other kids hate walking in the front door of a nursing home. I can't tell you how many families I deal with that the family just hates. They can't stand it when they have to go to the nursing home to visit. It's not that they don't love the person. It just freaks them out. So who have you assigned the task of taking care of mom or dad if they're not there to take care of each other? Who's that going to be? That's going to be different in every family. And understand, it's also different as to who we assign to deal with the finances and who deals with the medical. Those are two different issues, and they take two different mindsets, two separate sets of skills. It's really important to have the answers. How do we do that? Are you the same as your brother or sister or your neighbor or your Uncle Bill or whoever it is? Because life's never simple. Why do you believe your solution is going to be simple? I hope what you take out of this is to expand your horizons, to expand the way you look at things, to expand how you view things, to think about them in new and fresh ways. Have you ever read a book and something you've known for years and years and years, and you read the book and you go, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I'm reading a book right now on six of the founding fathers. It's a really good book. And if I could remember the name, I think it's called Founding Brothers instead of Founding Fathers. And one of the little historical looks is at the duel between Hamilton and Burr, who was vice president. By the way, how many of you knew that Aaron Burr was vice president of the United States at the time he and Hamilton had the duel? The sitting vice president of the United States was involved anyhow. So I had forgotten that. I knew that at one time because I was a history major, but I'd forgotten that and other things. But, you know, I always envisioned that they were out on the field in the woods. And no, they had to climb up on a bluff on the edge of a cliff above a river. These are two guys that really wanted to shoot at each other. They weren't trying to figure out a way to get out of it. They were trying to figure out a way to do it in secret so no one would know, and they were really trying to shoot each other. And you scratch your head and go, God, I really never knew that before. That's a fact I didn't know. It changed the way I viewed history. How many of you have ever run across an idea that changed the way you looked at stuff? So if you've locked yourself into doing it the same way you've been doing it for 20 or 30 or 40 years, when it comes to planning for care, can that be a really good idea? Can that be a really good idea? I don't know. How many of you know, recently I did a Medi-Cal case, and we found out that the mother had savings bonds. The daughter didn't even know that the mother had savings bonds. She found them by accident. Had no idea that the mother had savings bonds. Now the question became, what were we going to do with the savings? We had to do something with them. What are we going to do with them? Who had the authority to deal with savings bonds? Did you know you can't use a power of attorney to deal with savings bonds at a bank? Did you know you have to go directly to the Treasury? Did you know that? There's a place in Minneapolis you go to take care of that and all that kind of stuff. But all, the daughter didn't know that her mom had savings bonds. Everybody's different. Everybody's different. Everybody's different. Does that make sense? I hope it makes sense. I hope that if you get a chance, you'll come to one of my workshops and you'll listen and you'll ask questions. I hope that you'll spend some time and you'll come in and see me and we begin to look at what you have is the unique individual and the unique family that you are. I hope that I've encouraged you to look with a jaundiced eye at anybody or any group or any ad or any organization or anybody that tells you they have the answer. or the product or the best? How many of you have ever had the best steak in the world? I haven't. I've had a lot of really good steaks, but I have no way of knowing if I've had the best steak. It's the same thing in this. Do you have what's the right thing for you, not what's right for somebody else? Have you talked to your kids? Have you had a family conference? Have you sat down and figured out what in your life is not simple? Because every family has stuff that's not simple. If you're not sure, get to my website. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or get to my website, assetsandaging.com. I want to do one other thing. If you go to my website, you can add, there's a place there where you can email me and ask me questions. If there are questions, I don't know why I've never thought of this before. I thought about it a couple days ago. If there are questions you want addressed on this show, because this is, you know, this is pre-recorded, so you can't call in and ask me on the air, send me an email and tell me what you'd like discussed. And if it's not something I can do, I'll see if I can get a guest on that can talk about it. It has to relate to aging in some way. But send me a question and say, I'd like to have this discussed, or I'd like to know the answer to this. And I'll keep those, and I'll try to talk about one or two of them every week when people write in and ask me questions. And I'll give the answer on the air. I won't use your name. I'm not interested in that. But the questions, because again, if you have a question, I can almost guarantee you there's someone else who has, if not the same question, a similar question, but didn't know who to go ask. And I'm happy to do that. In fact, I kind of think it would be kind of exciting to do. So as we talk over the weeks or months here and you've listened, if there are things that come up and you go, you know, I wish he'd talk about this, or I wish he'd give the answer to this question. Well, then go get the answer to the question. Send me an email and say, I'd like the answer to this, or I'd like to know more about this. By the way, in the one-size-fits-all category, which reminds me, some of you are vets. Did you know you're eligible for, and so are your surviving spouses, you're eligible for benefits that a non-vet might be eligible for? Yes, you are. It makes a difference where you were and when and all that. But not only you, but your spouse may be eligible for your surviving spouse for benefits. If something happens and you need long-term care, are you prepared for that? Have you figured out how you're going to do that when the day comes? Yeah, I'm a vet. I'm eligible for these. I'm not eligible today because I don't have a need, but I'd like to make sure I've done the things that will make me eligible when the day comes that I need them. Because the benefits can be over $2,000 a month, tax-free. And if it's a service-connected benefit, it could be even more than that. Life is never simple, and neither are you. So my request of you today, my caution for you today, is stop going to places that have simple answers. I'm telling you right now that the people doing $200 and $399 trusts do not have the answer. I don't care who they are. I'm not picking on anybody. They don't have the answer. The answer is not dependent upon price. One of the pills I take is $10 a month. Another pill that I take is $80 a month. Is the $80 pill better than the $10 pill? No, they treat different things. They're different. A $13,000 trust is not necessarily better than a $2,000 trust. It's just more expensive. Don't look for simple answers, please. Be willing to understand that life is not simple, so ask questions that are not simple. Ask questions that are probing. What are you going to do if I don't die? What are your solutions if I don't die? Whoever it is you're talking to. I've been to some of these cheap trust seminars, and I ask lots of questions, and to date, I've never had anybody answer a question I asked correctly. Be careful. Use your time wisely. Use your intellect wisely. Use your life wisely. Life is never simple. Life is never static. Life is never ordinary. It's unique. It's exciting. There's lots of stuff going on. The same thing is true in aging. It's never static. It's never neat. It's sometimes very messy. But the good news is, and this is the good news, I don't know what the answer is for your life, but I know there is an answer. May not be the same answer as your brother or your sister or your neighbor or your best friend, but I can guarantee you there is an answer so that you don't lose everything at the end of your life just because you had the wrong disease. Give me a call today, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007, or call me or get a hold of me at assetsandaging.com. Get to one of my workshops. Get involved. Remember, life is never simple. You're not simple. Find the answer that's right for you and for your life. For Assets and Aging, this is Bob Scrivano. Have a great day. Look forward to hearing from you. Hope to see you at my upcoming workshop or workshop in the future. You all have a wonderful week and a wonderful life, and celebrate it. Bye-bye.